This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Kate Daly Show. You know, Whitney Webb is talking all about make sure that you back what you have with gold. A lot of people are speaking out about making sure that you get your IRAs, your savings, everything that's out there that you work so hard for, that you think is still going to be there. She's saying you better do that now. Whitney Webb came out with a big message going, now's the time. I think options are going to end, and I think that we're going to be driven into this digital currency with a very, very, could be big event that they could be leading up to. And so it's really important that you at least get the information. Text on your phone, in text, go into your text and put in 989898 is the phone number, and then put in my name, Kate, just Kate, K-A-T-E, that's all. When you send that, when you just text that real fast, they're going to send you some free info, and you really need to look at that. And then let your friends and family know, too, and send them the information, okay? It's an amazing time. We've got to do all we can do to shore ourselves up. And she's saying that's the only way to get everything kind of shored up, make sure it's okay. So I got a message from Airbnb. And this is what it said. It's very weirdly specific. We're updating our extenuating circumstances policy and changing its name to make it easier to understand. I guess we're all a bunch of loons. We can't understand it. What's changing in the policy? The devised major disruption events policy. The what? The major disruptive events policy will apply to all trips and experiences taking place on or after June the 6th. Regardless of when they were booked. Why June the 6th? Strange. What's changing? Here you go. Foreseeable weather events at the reservation's location are explicitly eligible for coverage if they result in another covered event, such as government travel restriction or large-scale utility outage. That's oddly specific. Yeah. And so the policy is only going to apply to events in the place where the reservation is located, and events that impact a guest's ability to travel to their reservation are no longer covered. And so your getting on to Airbnb constitutes acceptance of the updated major disruptive events policy.
Really?
Yeah, you're automatically in on this. You automatically consent.
I like that.
I know. And it's weirdly specific with a really weirdly specific date of June the 6th.
Power outages. Uh-huh.
Yeah, large-scale power outages or government travel restrictions. Why would they do that?
I don't know, but I'm going to prepare for power outages. I'm buying an electric car tomorrow.
Nailing it. Oh, you guys. So what are we going to do? So I would suggest it's an election year. You never know what's going to happen. And I not only do I think they're moving us to the right in a bad way, not because it's the right move, but because there's something going on here that is not good. The reason that they're doing that, I'll explain that later, and I have on this show before. But I think that it's very plausible that we could get these two things this summer or fall or both. And I think that we should be extremely prepared for them. So here's your warning, because these little things, they're not so little. They're like big tells, you know, what's coming. Mm-hmm. And Airbnb is going to be privileged enough to get information ahead of time, like some of these other major corporations, okay, that are very woke. So what I would do is, there's all kinds of lists of things that you should be ready for when a large scale power outage hits your place. And the problem is that people don't realize or know, because you can't, how long it's going to last. But I have a feeling it would last for a long time, maybe for people's freezers to go out, maybe for enough time to pass that you've got, you know, serious problems, you know, honestly, with like what I would just be ready, have a generator, have a way to honestly make sure that you're ready.
Yeah.
I just got a little worried when I read that. I thought, oh my gosh.
Yeah, I've been practicing myself eating beef jerky.
So true. I mean, it's scary what could happen. And we don't realize how vulnerable we are for a power outage. And I feel like that's coming. I really do. And I have felt that way for a little while. When I got this email, I went, oh boy. Can we survive that if that lasted 30 days? I mean, not going to the store, not being able to get gas, not being able to do a lot of things. So we'll be right back. Kate Daly Show. Don't go anywhere.